A Sault Ste. Marie musician has penned a book in remembrance of Floyd Lee, his friend and former bandmate, 3 years after the bluesman's 2020 death. Joel Pollock was born and raised in Sault Ste. Marie, but lived for a time in New York City, where he met Lee over 20 years ago. My girlfriend was on the train back from the Upper West Side and said this old blues guy sat beside her and told her how he was the last of the Mississippi bluesmen, recalled Pollock. He said he was going to Grand Central Station to play there, so I would go through there and look all through it and could never find him. Eventually, Pollock was able to track Lee down, where the then 68-year-old bluesman was playing in a tunnel near Times Square. The next time they met, Lee invited Pollock to pick up a guitar and they eventually ended up playing together in Floyd Lee and his Mean Blues Band. Thus began a 12-year relationship of performing and recording together, until Lee's health began to decline at about the age of 80, said Pollock. Lee died of heart failure on June 7, 2020 at the age of 86. The band was even the subject of a documentary, Full Moon Lightning, that won awards as it toured the festival circuit and it made an appearance at the Sioux Shadows of the Mind Film Festival in 2008. Those songs, as well as poems from the time and other writings, are part of Pollock's new book, Songs for Floyd, Blues Poems and Other Things. It's songs that we did in that time over our career together, roughly 12 years. There are songs, there are things that are inspired by stories he told me or things that happened, people we knew, said Pollock. He called it a tell-nothing book because it doesn't use the standard narrative style expected in a tell-all bio of a musician's life. I thought it would be a nice tribute to him after he passed away, if I could just get everything together. Even though I am not telling a story, it all tells a story, in a more artistic way, said Pollock. On March 23, Pollock will be on hand at the Artesian at 514 Queen Street East. For a book signing from 6 to 9 p.m., if you come down our music will be playing, we will have books to sign and I may have a few poster reprints. I will have a few artifacts from back in the day, a few things of Floyd's to show, said Pollock. Lee had a storied career as a musician before they met, said Pollock. Among other bands, he played with Jimmy Reed, opening for the Supremes and Little Stevie Wonder. Later, Floyd Lee and his Mean Blues Band had a hit on the blues charts in 2001 with Mean Blues. He had a great singing voice. He had a great personality. As a bluesman, he had it all, said Pollock. Born in Lamar, Mississippi in 1933, he picked cotton in the cotton fields, went to school in Memphis and got put on a train to Chicago, said Pollock. Lee went on to shine shoes on the streets of Chicago and moved to Cleveland, where he was a major league bat boy. He moved to New York in 1973 and worked as a doorman and played as a street musician on the side. He never looked at playing as a career. He was a doorman for 27 years, but he always played the whole time, said Pollock of Lee. He just liked singing and playing. Pollock will have softcover versions of the book with CD for sale at the book signing or by email, while hardcover versions can be purchased from Amazon. A musical companion to Songs for Floyd, Blues Poems and Other Things can be heard here.